The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Well, that didn't go so well. I kind of overlooked that 56-point effort by Harden last night because all we're going to talk about is a quarterback who is 19 of 44. Let's do it. It's a Monday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Monday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, John Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, we're actually in studio. We'll take some calls. 713-780-3776 is your number. 713-780-ESPN. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Jon Snow with a 0, not an O. At Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Monday. Hope everybody had an awesome weekend. Unless you're a Tom Savage fan, you probably did not have the greatest weekend of all, but that's okay. So let's have some fun today. Let's get caught up on everything. What's happening, Hoffman?
You know, sports, stuff like that. What's up with you?
Stuff and sports.
Yeah, so, a lot of sports.
Yeah, a lot of sports.
A lot of sports. But I am kind of to the point where, man, it's the state of the Texans is pretty damn sad.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a train wreck. And I don't know.
Well, there's so many things to get into with this. And even as bad as they were, typical end of game BS, or they have a chance.
Yeah, although I don't even know if they have a chance. Everyone was complaining about clock management. They still got all four plays run.
They did, but AJ, how do you not? You've got a timeout there, and this is the thing that irritated the snot out of me that Bill O'Brien mentioned. It's like, well, you're saving your timeout for fourth down. That's a loser mentality. I'm trying to score long before I get the fourth down. Why not run one draw play to Lamar Miller, and if you don't score, you call the timeout there. You still have time to throw a couple quick passes. I'm sorry, but that's just, I'm saving it for fourth down. Okay, great. How'd that play call work out for you? Where did that go? So, yeah, I am going to be critical of that. Now, I will defend Bill O'Brien because I thought, for the most part, the play designs, the play calls throughout the game were pretty good.
He's just got a bad quarterback.
He's got a bad quarterback who couldn't get guys the ball. There were guys running around open, and he's throwing the ball out of bounds. He's throwing it to the wrong shoulder. He was just completely inaccurate. It was brutal to watch.
Maybe it's too small of a sample size, but I don't even think Tom Savage is a viable backup quarterback at this point. You know what I mean? Like,
well,
what's he shown you that makes you go, yeah, that guy can win you I mean, if you can't win this game,
and that's
what games are you going to win?
And that's the thing, because maybe he'll get a little better, but that was the worst defense in the NFL. Certainly one of the two or three worst.
Yeah.
You scored 7 points on offense.
Yeah.
You completed 19 passes. You were terrible. You missed, and everybody's, oh, well, but he looked good on those last two drives. You completed 6 passes in a row at one point. You were still 19 of 44.
Yeah.
And I mean, he's just bad. And for all those people who are telling us, oh, no, give him a chance. Give him a chance. I kind of wrote this because I don't want to give the defense a pass here. And
the defense sucked too.
They have to win games, but you can't.
20 points, I mean, it doesn't look bad on paper, but I don't know how that's all they allowed.
Yeah, and
the defense wasn't good.
And it was a simple play, but if Andre Howell touches T.Y. Hilton down,
that's laziness.
They probably hold him to a field goal, and we're going to overtime.
It's laziness.
It was. It was sloppy and bad.
And here's the
reality. And I'm not blaming Kareem Jackson on that because he fell down and he
reached for him.
He just reached for him, yeah.
But you also can't assume that someone else is going to make the play, though. Get up and go touch the guy.
Get up and try to go touch the guy.
Everybody just sat there like it was like it didn't matter. The reality is, you went from being a almost 2-touchdown favorite to you are now a double digit dog against the Rams this week. I mean,
and I wouldn't take the Texans.
You can't.
I wouldn't take the Texans.
I'm telling you now, the Texans I think they've got one more game this year that they might be favored in. One. And that's home against the Niners. And I'm not saying they win that game. I'm saying that's the one game I think they'll be favored in.
Yeah.
They're 11-point dogs to the Rams. They'll be underdogs at home against the Cardinals, even with Drew Stanton. At Ravens, at Titans. I mean, at Titans might be a touchdown spread, maybe more.
It's going to be more, unless Mariota's out.
Yeah.
If it's Castle versus Savage / McGloin / TJ, and it doesn't matter to me which one of those you throw in there. You can throw them all in the same stew, and they all come out tasting like crap.
At Jags might be a touchdown spread. Home to the Steelers might be 10 points. I mean, at the Colts, you're probably looking at another 6-7 point dog. I mean, it's garbage, and I understand injuries happen, and they have had cluster injuries all over the field. But to go like where they've competed to what we saw yesterday, I don't know what to say, and I'm not on the fire Bill O'Brien thing because
you know what?
I don't think nobody's coming in and fixing this thing because at some point players have to play better and players have to be better, and the Texans right now just don't have a lot of good players.
No, and that's the thing. I'm not going to be on the fire O'Brien bandwagon. I'm not going to be on the fire Rick Smith bandwagon. You look at the talent they've lost. You could have faded J.J. Watt and Whitney Mercilus if you had Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
And you might be able to fade Deshaun Watson if you had those guys on the other side, but you can't lose all that talent. And honestly, like I said, the only thing that I disagreed with was how they handled the last four plays when they had first and goal at the 7. I have to run the ball once there. I have to run a draw play, especially the way that the Colts were lining up. I think, I don't know if you'd have got in, but you would have gotten close.
Yeah.
And then you call timeout and you've got, you know, you've got more options there.
Then you can fumble on fourth down from the 1
right,
instead of the
right,
6.
Right, right. And, you know, with their luck, Fairbairn probably misses the extra point anyway, yeah, and you go to overtime.
They're just not
And I had Colts money line, so I didn't.
Yep.
Yeah, I was okay with how it finished.
We can put to bed right now, today, any thoughts that this is a playoff team.
Yeah, because there's no way they go 6-2 down the stretch.
It's impossible. And the truth be told, the more I see of Tennessee and Jacksonville, they're pretty good anyway. Like, I don't know that this – I don't know it was guaranteed that Deshaun Watson was taking them to the playoffs, but at least with Deshaun Watson, you felt like there was a chance.
Oh, yeah. Well,
there's no chance.
I thought because if Deshaun Watson's there yesterday, they put up 45 points
win
on that team.
Easy.
And it's not even close.
But they're still in third place in the division if that happens.
Yeah, but they've also got opportunities still with the Titans and the Jaguars with this guy playing quarterback, and I think they would have made the playoffs, but you know, now you don't.
You could forget it now. But, and I know there's a lot, and I'm sure at some point today we'll discuss the Colin Kaepernick and what Colin Kaepernick could do for this team. I'm telling you now, if you add Colin Kaepernick to this team, not a whole lot changes. I mean, is he better than Tom Savage? Absolutely.
Yeah.
But is he Deshaun Watson?
No,
not
but
even
you know
close.
What? Yesterday you didn't need Deshaun Watson.
You didn't.
Just needed better than Tom Savage.
Yep. But what I'm saying is, the difference between Colin Kaepernick and Deshaun Watson, this team still can't make the playoffs, even if Colin Kaepernick comes in here.
I don't think so.
He's not that. Deshaun Watson was playing at a level that was just so ahead of everything else that they have you can't fix this now. And it's the worst part is I heard people say, well, time to start tanking for draft picks. I'm like, maybe you forgot.
Yeah, no draft.
You don't
draft
have draft picks. Yeah. You can't even tank right.
I can't tell you how many people said that yesterday. It's like, dude, they don't have
all you're doing
picks.
Is tanking to make the Browns better.
Yeah, good luck.
So, it's a disaster, man. It is a complete and utter bleep show. And like I said, I don't see much of a fix.
No, there's not a fix. And
if Tom Savage is the quarterback for the rest of the year, and by the way, if T.J. Yates is the quarterback, it's the same thing.
Matt McGloin.
All of them are equal. This team might win one or two more games this year, max. They're a double-digit loss team, no doubt in my mind. Because if you lost that game to the Colts at home, Home Colts was the second easiest game you had on your schedule.
Yeah, this is, and they may be worse than the 49ers right now. I don't know.
They might be.
Especially once.
Well, and the 49ers will have Jimmy Garoppolo playing
and
by
that's,
then.
And that's the thing. So,
and I, you don't have a quarterback edge against anybody now.
No matter who you put out there.
Yeah, I'm looking at Drew Stanton.
Unless somebody gets hurt, that's the thing.
Who's got a backup worse than Tom Savage? Yeah.
You've seen some of these.
Jacoby Brissett's way better than Tom Savage.
Jacoby Brissett is, but as you recall, the Browns threw Kevin Hogan out there. He was every bit as bad as Savage.
They're gonna see Drew Stanton in 2 weeks. Drew Stanton's way better than Tom Savage. I mean, it's just he's just not good.
No, he's not. Billy says before y'all spend half the show talking misspelled about Savage supporters, just know it's like 1% of fans, and it makes you sound dumb as hell spending more than 2 seconds on it at this point.
No, it's not dumb as hell. There's a lot more than 1% of you, bro.
See, all of you are running now.
Yeah.
Where were you when we were telling you before the season this guy couldn't play?
Nobody wants to put their hand up now.
No.
But because it's embarrassing now to think that you thought he was the answer. But let me tell you, we sat here, we know exactly how many there was a lot of Savage truthers.
We're just haters.
Yeah. And let me tell you something. You probably don't want to admit it. You were probably one of them.
Yep.
If you don't want to talk about it, that's
probably
why.
If you're bringing that up and calling us dumb, you were one of the idiots.
There's a good reason why you don't want to talk about it, because you were probably a truther.
All right. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Hey, guys. It's AJ Hoffman from the Blitz. BetDSI is one of the internet's top sports books. Don't ask me. Just check out the sportsbook review sites. They are rated A+. They've got an impeccable reputation, fantastic features, easy deposits, and speedy withdrawals with pretty much every bet type imaginable. Go to BetDSI.com right now. Use my promo code BLITZ25 to get a $25 free wager just for registering. You can bet parlays, teasers, straight bets, futures. BetDSI.com offers lines on nearly every sporting event you would want to bet. Nothing makes watching football games better than wagering while the action is live. BetDSI offers live betting and prop bets while games are in progress. But they aren't just a world-class sports book. BetDSI has a fantastic online casino and race book. You can bring Vegas right to your living room or take it on the go with your mobile device. If you ever get bored of betting on ball games, there are plenty of other ways to get some action at BetDSI. You can find odds on politics, reality TV, and pretty much everything else. If you're looking for a different online sports book, you've come to the right place. Over 20 years paying winners. Use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. If you decide to deposit, you'll get a 200% bonus match on your money right now. Play on the go with their easy-to-use mobile interface. Once again, go to BetDSI.com, use promo code BLITZ25, and get a free $25 wager on the house and 200% extra bonus when you deposit. That's BLITZ25 to get your free wager and start winning today.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Allied Outdoor Solutions. Listen, you want to renovate your faded pool deck or your great-out patio? Carvestone overlay is the way to go, and you can get that only at Allied Outdoor Solutions. Gives you a superior look of real stone on your existing surface for less money. Troweled, hand-carved, custom-colored for your home. It looks great. It's twice as strong as concrete. And Allied stands behind Carvestone with a 7-year warranty. Currently got a blank slate in the backyard? No problem. They'll build it from the ground up, whether you want a functional concrete patio or you want to go big boy and get the outdoor kitchen and patio cover. They can do it all, residential and commercial, and they offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. Save yourself that hassle. Save the expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Get a Carvestone overlay to get the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions today. Stop by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway, or check out the Carvestone Projects photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. It's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or give them a call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort. Suffocation, no breathing, don't give up.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Tim Burgess said the Broncos have a worse backup than Savage. Let's do a tale of the tape, shall we?
I mean, it's debatable. It really is.
Let's do a tale of the tape, and then you tell me.
Okay.
Tom Savage, 19 of 44, 219. He averaged 5 yards per pass attempt, or pass play. One touchdown. Sacked twice. two times for 25 yards, no interceptions. Total QBR, 15.3. Regular rating, 66.4. Brock Osweiler, 19 of 38, 208 yards. He averaged 5.5. One touchdown, two interceptions, sacked three times. Quarterback rating, or total QBR, higher than Savage, 21.2. Traditional rating, lower than Savage, 53.4. I'm going to call this a push. I think the two interceptions for Osweiler kind of offsets the one fumble by Savage. That's the scary part. He didn't turn the ball over till the end of the game, and they still didn't win. That's just not good. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. See, Black-Spotted Zebra said, I admit I was a Tom Savage truther. He couldn't be any worse than Brock Osweiler. Boy, I was wrong. He wasn't worse. He was the same.
He's the same.
He's the same guy.
He's the same.
Reed wants to defend Tom Savage.
Go ahead. You could try.
I'd love to hear this. What's up, man?
Oh, I don't want to defend him. I was just calling to admit that I was one of the people who thought he would be something, and I literally spent the offseason telling people that he was going to end up being a trade bait for us for a high draft pick, and I tell you, I have been made fun of so bad. I mean, talk about being – I don't think it's possible to be more wrong than I was on that, but I'm willing to admit it. I'll let you guys make fun of me.
Well, I appreciate it.
No, I'm not going to make fun of you for a minute.
Yeah.
Because guess what? We admit we're wrong all the time, and then people – make fun of us. So
I actually was saying that, you know how Drew Brees, whenever Rivers was drafted and Drew Brees built himself up, you know, actually made something of himself. I saw that playing out, and I mean, just nowhere near it. So that was it.
936 brings up a good point. Tom is worse. Eagles D versus Colts D.
I mean,
Eagles defense is really good. The Colts defense is not. So,
well, I mean, so
that,
honestly,
that okay, maybe that tips it.
Let me ask you a serious question.
Okay.
You look around the league this week, and there was some really bad quarterback play going on around the league this week.
Yeah.
I'll give you this opportunity. Is there a quarterback that you would – I mean, is there a quarterback that you would take Tom Savage over that played this week? Because I'm willing to say that damn near any quarterback in the league that played a game this week would have given you a chance to win that game. You may have won that game.
I think Brock is the only one that you can even have the conversation about.
Brock might have even won that game. Ryan Fitzpatrick was pretty awful.
Yeah.
He might have won that game. CJ Beathard might have won that game. I mean,
it's hard to say.
CJ Beathard threw for almost 300 yards.
Yeah, most of it was... There was a lot of dead yards in there, but still, it's better than
there
Savage.
Wasn't that many dead yards because they were making a comeback until the very end. I mean, that game was 14-10 in the fourth quarter. I mean, there ain't a lot of dead yards. A lot of it was screen passes. It wasn't anything down the field.
I don't know. I'd have to go back and look, but I can't tell you that there's somebody I'd rather have, and it's because the Browns were off.
Yeah.
I think that's probably the only thing that would – keep me from saying is whoever the Browns started at quarterback.
I just don't get it. I don't understand how you could be so wrong on this guy.
Well,
not you, but no, I mean,
no. I mean, I get what you're saying, but we're saying all along I'd rather have Brandon Whedon.
Yep.
Mont says Savage is so bad it feels wrong to hammer him.
Like, it really does. That's what I said on Twitter. Normally, I can watch the Texans game, and when they're inept, I can, like, make jokes about their ineptitude. I just felt guilty. Like, I was like, it's like pushing down a kid with leg braces and a helmet. It just doesn't feel good.
Dunk, dunk, dunk.
Yeah, I mean,
shame
it's awful.
For you. It is. It's and look, I'll give him some credit. He owned up to it at the end of the game. He said he played like crap.
Well, what else could he say? I mean, he could do like Osweiler.
It could be like the ostrich.
We're about to explode. Yeah. I feel it. We're getting closer. We're about to explode.
It's just a few things, and I'm going to fix those, and I'm going to get better. No, you're not. You're an ostrich. So, yeah, I want the guy to be good. The best thing in the world for this team would be for him to not suck and go off on a nice run. You trade him and get some draft picks back.
Yeah.
That would have been the best thing in the world. That's what I would have liked to have seen. But, oh well. Let's squeeze in a call. Austin. What's up, Austin?
Hey, guys. Sports.
Sports.
Two things real quick. I at the beginning of the season, before the season started, I don't want to say I was a fan or I was rooting for Tom Savage, but I at least wanted him to play well. Because this is exactly what I was scared of. Is we played Deshaun Watson, and he gets hurt first season. And, I mean, I don't know. He may end up being a better player coming back from it, or who knows what's going to happen. But, you know, like, at least Tom Savage could at least be serviceable, but obviously he's not going to be. And to AJ, I wanted to ask you, were you surprised by how either the Garbrandt and Dillashaw fights turned out, or the St. Pierre and Bisping fights turned out? I'll hang up and listen.
No, I wasn't. I picked both those fights. What I was surprised was that my girl Joanna got beat. That was the craziest thing. That was the big upset.
Yeah. That missed my. I went ahead and did all three, and then I bet Dillashaw, so I wound up breaking even.
Yeah, I did all right on that card. That fight I didn't bet heavy because there was no value on it. But the other fights did pretty well. I lost one. Because I lost on Masvidal. He didn't even show up against Wonder Boy. But I knew Johnny Hendricks would get beat up. I had a good feeling that I didn't think Michael Bisping had much of a chance.
Yeah, you called that one early on.
But I like Dillashaw over Garbrandt. It's funny though. There was a lot of humbling going on this week. Three title changes, and all three title holders are loud, brash, in your face type guys. And the three guys that or the three people who beat them are reserved, quiet guy or people. Since one of them's a girl. But I thought that was interesting.
Somebody says, do you think Watson will come back next season playing at the same level, or should we draft another quarterback this year? I think they need to draft another quarterback to be a backup. But Watson's going to be fine. I'm not worried about – he's rehabbed a knee before. He'll rehab a knee again. I'd be more worried if it was stuff like Andrew Luck has with his shoulder or as Jameis Winston is having with his shoulder now. To me, with a quarterback, those are more of a concern. He'll be fine, but you need a legitimate backup in case he gets hurt again. I mean, that's – they don't have one. Now – I could see Savage improving. I could see him getting better, but it's not going to be good enough to make a difference for this team. And how much better can he get?
The other thing is now, like, when are you going to draft a backup quarterback? I mean, ideally,
you're going to have
a quarterback you'd like to take in, like, if you want a decent backup, you're taking him in, like, second or third round.
Well, I'm guessing you're going to have, you've got two third round picks now. You're probably going to have three because you're going to get a compensatory pick for Bouye. So I assume you'll have three third-round picks. And to me, that ought to be secondary and offensive line. And you go out and sign a veteran backup. Go sign Ryan Fitzpatrick to be a backup.
That's the thing to do.
He'd be better.
I think when you've got a guy who's going to be in his second year, it's a lot better to have a veteran backup than some rookie that you're hoping can back him up. I like that.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And so I'm not going to lie, guys. I don't care about the Texans, about their issues. I don't care how the Rockets are doing. The Astros won the World Series. I'm good for the next decade.
Everybody says that, but I firmly believe this. You guys, as soon as the Rockets are mediocre or the Astros are mediocre, nobody's going to show up to those games. The Texans, people are always going, or at least they're always buying tickets.
Yeah, yeah. There were some empty seats there yesterday.
Yeah, but the tickets were sold.
Yeah, they were, and that's...
I know people who gave away their tickets. Season ticket holders who were just like,
dude,
just take them.
If I knew exactly what I was going to see Sunday, so I wouldn't have gone to that game. Deal with all that stuff, all the traffic and everything to watch Tom Savage.
Yeah. Well, I was going to get tickets, and I didn't go. I was like, I'm not doing this. Mm.
DJ says, silver lining, Savage allows me to watch the Red Zone all day without switching over to the Texans game. My new thing on Sundays, I have the Texans game on, and then I have the screen with the eight games, and I go last channel whenever the Texans are on commercial. And you get to catch a lot of football that way because there's so many commercials and there's so many stoppages of play. And then, you know, and there's also points where I just leave it there because the Texans are on there and I can keep up with it that way. But that's how I watch the games now, and I get to see everything, and it works out great. Boy, we had all four of us survived the suicide thing this week.
Yep. Two Eagles, a Rams, and a Jags.
I was a Jag.
You were a Jag. I was an Eagle.
And, I'd already used the Eagles. So this was the week I was worried about because I didn't have what I thought was a slam dunk option. But I figured if I get by this, I've still got the Patriots and the Chiefs in my holster.
Okay.
So I feel pretty good. And I think, I may still have the Saints, too. So we shall see. Somebody says, Jesus says, do you agree with Rodney Harrison that Prescott is the best quarterback in the NFC? What the hell does Rodney Harrison know about it? Carson Wentz. What the hell? Why? Eh. That's just somebody trying to get attention. Guess what he did? You just got him attention.
Yep.
Hey, guys, if my man Dave on the line, perchance? Yeah. Because I can talk about him if he's not. Just always fun to talk about him. So, he is? Awesome. So, we'll go to my man Dave. And if you were driving home from that Texans game and you were in an accident because, you know, there was a train wreck on the field, maybe there was a train wreck on the highway, too. And that's when you got to call my man Dave, right? They got an accident, buddy, they call you, right?
Absolutely. Better dial Dave, 713-626-8900. Blitzers, we're here to help you. Any kind of legal problem or question that you might have, I'll answer your question for free. And just like I do for Fred whenever he's got a legal question, I answer his questions for free, too. Additionally, you know, if you get hurt and you don't know where to go to get medical treatment or you can't afford medical treatment, we'll set that up for you, too.
Yeah, and what I like is if I've got a question for you and it has nothing to do with what you do, you'll put me in touch with the right person and if there's even a case, right?
Yeah, I mean, we do that frequently, Blitzers. We've had a number of you guys call up with questions pertaining to immigration, family law, criminal stuff. I point everybody in the right direction because that's it's a privilege having this job, and it's a service we offer in this Houston-based law firm.
Yeah, and these insurance companies, man, they got lawyers. They're looking for every way they can to not pay you. That's why they need you, right?
Worse than that, Fred, they're trying to screw you. There's a 7% amount of people that have valid claims that because they get messed around for such a long time by the insurance companies, they just give up. That's why you Blitzers need somebody like me to take care of you, because we know how to deal with these clowns, and we will deal with these clowns all the way through trial if need be.
All right. Lawyer Dave, that's my man. I'm telling you, he takes care of my stuff. You should let him take care of yours. Give him a call, 713-626-8900, 713-626-8900, or you can go to lawyerdave.com. Been in an accident? Better dial Dave.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. Texter says, let me start by saying I absolutely love the show. Listen to it every day. Today I got some disturbing news. Had a mass removed from my prostate a few weeks ago. It came back cancerous. I'm only 37.
Damn.
I want to significantly stress the importance to all men, young and old, to get checked early and regularly. I agree with that 100%, man.
Well, if I was doing a man centers read here, I would tell you they're still doing free well checkups for first-time patients at man centers this month. So
says, hopefully I'll see you guys in Beaumont on Friday. If you do, come up and say hello, man. But, yeah, and that's one of the reasons why we did the exams a few months ago. Just kind of tell you guys, got to get checked, man. All right, 713-780-ESPN. Let's try Charles. What's up, Charles?
Got sports.
Sports.
Hey, more likely to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl, Rams or Saints?
Eagles.
I
would say, well, I still trust the Saints more.
Still don't trust either of them.
Yeah, I right now the Eagles have to be the favorite over there. And I don't know how.
I think the Eagles are the favorite, and I would bet, well.
Who scares you? I still like the Cowboys more than you do.
I like the Cowboys.
As a potential team to
get. Yeah, they're possible. I still think that Falcons and Seahawks have been disappointing, but I still wouldn't count them out. If I had to choose between Rams and Saints, I would say Saints because I trust their quarterback more.
Yeah.
So, but the NFC is a mess. I don't know who's good, who's not good. The Vikings are 6-2. I don't trust them as far as I can throw them. Won four games in a row. No, I don't care.
I don't have any. And what other team in the South? Obviously, the Bucks are dead.
Well, the Panthers are 6-3.
Yeah, and you trust them?
No.
You trust the Falcons at all?
No.
After what you've seen?
I don't trust anybody except the Eagles. I'm pretty sure the Eagles are good. Everybody else in the NFC is questionable. Everybody.
Then, and after what happened to the Seahawks yesterday, we'll get to all the other games at 5 o'clock.
But you know what? Who's really good in the AFC?
Crickets.
I don't know.
No,
I don't know.
There's not a team. I mean, I still think the Chiefs are pretty good, but they're not playing like they were earlier in the year. And defensively, especially.
And, I mean, the Steelers and Patriots are both solid, but they don't look invincible by any means.
It wouldn't shock me if somebody got hot at the end of the year and, you know, some quarterback goes on a Joe Flacco-type run and we get a 9-7 team comes out of the AFC.
Could happen.
I could see that real easily. I don't know which one it would be.
Be the Raiders.
Could be the Raiders. It could be the Ravens.
Don't you remember a month ago, though, we were all pretty convinced the Broncos are good?
Yeah, they're...
Now the Broncos are terrible.
No, they're in the same boat as the Texans, only with a better defense.
Yeah.
They have no quarterback.
Although their defense didn't look that good this week.
No, but again, that's... And we'll talk about that Eagles game, but Carson Wentz is a legitimate star at this point, and it just gets better and better every week. And Dustin trying to... Why scoff at Dak being better than Wentz? Rodney has a good... No, he doesn't. Listen, Dustin, I love you, but you've got a star tattooed on your pecker. You know, I'm... Eye test, brother. I've watched both those guys really close. I like Dak, but I guarantee you, go ask every other team in the NFL who they'd rather have as a starting quarterback. It's going to be 31-1. It's going to be the one that has him.
Yeah.
That's it. So
Dak is fine. He's a good quarterback.
He's very good. I that's not to say he's not, but
I just don't think he can do everything Carson Wentz can do.
No. Somebody said, what quarterback is worth a touchdown on Vegas line? Question comes up because of how Deshaun Watson affected the line. I'll say this. Vegas did not in any way or shape or form give enough credit to what Watson really meant to that team. Because he was worth 7 points in Vegas. In my mind, he was worth 2 touchdowns at least.
Yeah.
Because the drop-off. And that's why I hammered the Colts. I had my best betting weekend in a long time, by the way. I went 7-0-1. Thanks, Aggie, for pushing.
Trying to think of, I mean, I don't know how Vegas decides it, but to me, Tom Brady's worth more than a touchdown. Ben Roethlisberger's worth a touchdown. Clearly, Deshaun Watson was worth a touchdown. I'd argue
he was worth more because the difference in that offense. Well, they were scoring 30 points a game every time he's out there, and now you get one offensive touchdown. To be fair, they were getting defensive touchdowns when they were putting up 30 with him too. But still,
Andrew Luck's worth a touchdown. Who else?
Hey, Aaron Rodgers worth.
Aaron Rodgers, obviously. Derek Carr. Remember what the Raiders were when they played the Texans in the playoffs last year? I mean, that was a shell of a team. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, there's a handful, I'm sure. I would bet Drew Brees is worth it. I mean, what happens if he gets hurt?
So much comes down.
What about Matt Ryan?
Matt Schaub goes in?
Yeah,
that's...
You can't tell me that Matt Ryan's not a touchdown better than Matt Schaub. I refuse to believe it.
This comes back to something you and RJ always argue about, the importance of quarterbacks. But the drop-off from Watson to Savage was significant. And I don't want to keep bagging on Tom Savage, but the fact that the way that Watson kept extended plays, he made that offensive line better. Because he was a threat to run, you had 40 yards every game that he was running for. That opened up your running game more. I mean, he did all these things that suddenly are gone. And that's not Tom Savage's fault. He can't do that. Not many people can. And, I mean, what do you do? 713-780-ESPN. And you guys that want to do this Dak versus Wentz thing, y'all go ahead and do it amongst yourself on Twitter, because you're not going to convince me. And I guarantee you, go poll every NFL GM who they'd rather have right now. And it ain't close. So follow up on the same question. What non-quarterback is worth the most points in your mind? This always comes up too. Vegas only does, like, I think they said at one point J.J. Watt was worth 1.5 points.
Yeah,
they never really, you know, and I still think I disagreed with RJ on this because I think Zeke is worth more than, even though they've got good backups.
I've got to see what they look like without him first. I think Julio Jones is up there in that discussion. I think on the defensive side, I would bet it, like guys like Earl Thomas is probably very valuable.
Von Miller?
Von Miller's got to be valuable, although, I mean, God, they're a mess with him. It doesn't matter.
Well, that's the thing. The Texans were 2-14 one year with J.J. Watt. So, yeah. I mean, it's hard to say. Who's the best non-quarterback out there right now?
I'd argue Aaron Donald is in that conversation.
But how much was he worth?
Probably a couple points.
Yeah.
Not much. Julio Jones, I think, is in that conversation. Antonio Brown.
How much did it cost the Bengals that A.J. Green got kicked out yesterday versus Jalen Ramsey getting kicked out?
I mean, the difference is the Jags have more guys on that defense. He's good. He's not their only playmaker on defense. I mean, AJ Green, that's their passing offense, and he's going to cost me my fantasy game.
Me too.
Oh,
yeah.
What a bum!
Thanks for that, dickweed.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm glad he got after him, but. Save it for after the game. Meet him in the – well, but then he gets suspended. I don't know.
Nah. Oh, well.
Maybe he did the right thing. Next time, get your hooks in when you take somebody's back. That way they can't get away.
Yeah, exactly.
You can finish the fight. All right, guys. I got to tell you about Raising Cane's. My men over at Raising – and ladies, of course, at Raising Cane's. They got two new locations opening up very, very soon. November 14th at Fry Road Park Row in Katy and 2920 in Kirkendall in Spring. And if you're one of the first 20 customers on opening day, you'll receive a free Cane's for a Year card. How about that? Raising Cane's serves only fresh, never frozen, premium chicken tenderloins marinated for 24 hours, hand-battered and cooked to order. They've got the tailgates, so if you need to feed a lot of people, you got people coming over to watch a game, whatever, 25 to 100 fingers or more, ready in minutes after you order. They've got the fantastic sides, the crinkle-cut fries, the crazy good cane sauce, that Texas toast is so good. Everybody says the coleslaw is good. I don't eat coleslaw, but everybody seems to like it. A lot of things to love about Raising Cane's. There's now 28 locations in the Houston area. Visit RaisingCane's.com to find the location nearest you. Raising Cane's, one love.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. The journey to Jacksonville has begun. We're giving away a trip for two to Florida to see Houston take on Jacksonville December 17th. Log on to ESPN975.com and find out the three ways to qualify for the grand prize drawing on November 24th. You could win a three-night stay at the Doubletree by Hilton Hotel, downtown Jacksonville Riverfront. Go to the football game at Everbank Field and play a round of golf at the Hidden Hills Golf Club, courtesy of Florida's First Coast of Golf. Visit Florida and ESPN 97.5. Kevin Sumlin coaches so tonight at 7. That should be interesting.
One of his last ones,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, not so good. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number. And you guys can tweet all you want about your dumb Dak Prescott takes. I'm not going to respond to them, so just stop. The reality is, you guys should be celebrating the fact you got a nice win over a really good team. You're looking really good. You got a chance to go a long way this year. Who cares if the other guy has a better quarterback? Get over yourselves. You got a damn good one. Cowboy fan. They're so bad. They really are. It's that group that makes the good Cowboys fans look like, well, have to find a good Cowboy fan. 713-780-ESPN. Yeah, James Harden had 56 points last night. That was pretty good.
That's impressive. He had a good shooting night.
He had a monster game. And your Dynamo are in the conference finals.
Yep.
So my whole new thing of betting against the Houston teams, well, it kind of worked out with the Texans yesterday, so never mind. So plenty to be excited about, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the reality is that Texan season's over. You know,
I'm with you.
And it's a shame because I would have liked to have seen what they could have done with the, and there's the last play, and yeah. Great. And somebody said, well, that wouldn't happen if Dwayne Brown was there. And I don't know. I mean,
well, that is the guy who got beat.
It is, but you know, I don't know. Again, I think that whole sequence is what, you know, I think that whole sequence was a problem.
Yep. But like I said, I didn't complain about it too much because they got off. They were able to get all four plays off.
They were, but
you know,
but when you're playing for fourth down, that I
agree. The mindset there is off. And also, if I had that team, that was my team, I'd like to try to run a little bit.
One time, and somebody said, I don't know if you've talked about how bad the running game was. The running game, guys, if you're averaging 4.5 yards a carry.
Yeah, there's worse.
There's a lot worse than that.
I don't think much of Lamar Miller. It wasn't his fault yesterday. I'll tell you that.
No, I mean I thought they scratched out as many yards as they possibly could, considering the lack of blocking. And again, Deshaun Watson, because he can run the ball, that opens up the running game for the other guys a lot more. And I thought that's why. I really believe they should have run the ball once in that last sequence because they still had a timeout. And yeah, and I think you catch the Colts off guard. Of course, somebody will get called for holding.
Yeah.
Because that's what happened on a couple of good runs. But that's the only complaint I have about what Bill O'Brien did yesterday, because there's a lot of plays, man. I'm watching him and going, man, that was a good play call. Dude was open. Savage just missed him. And That was frustrating to watch. I think he can be better. But boy, I sure haven't seen many signs of it.
Yeah.
You know, at least he got a touchdown. Right?
I guess he ruined our jokes.
Yeah, I know. We can't talk.
Yeah.
He's got one more touchdown pass than I have now.
That's true. So many jokes I need to rewrite now.
Lon says, does Las Vegas put a value on coaching? For example, can missing a HCOC or DC cause the line to move?
My guess is Bill Belichick is the only guy that would.
Yeah, well, early in the season when there's new coaches, a lot of times it will impact. And if you fire, like the Bengals when they fired their offensive coordinator early in the season, I think that might have had a little bit of an impact. But we're not talking more than like a half point,
right?
I don't think. It's, you know, it's a quarterback league. And you know, if you don't have one, well, you've been watching Houston football for a long time. And that was just a tease. They finally get one and then, yeah. And by the way, Jacoby Brissett was pretty good yesterday.
He's not bad. I'm telling you, he's pretty decent.
Yeah. And yeah, he missed on some passes too. But boy, that first touchdown to Hilton, he just dropped that one in there beautifully.
Yep.
And yeah, they might want to cover T.Y. Hilton at some point. That guy
he's a Texans killer.
Alive. But then the second one was just that's one where
that's where laziness beats you.
Sloppy play.
Yep.
Sloppy play. And you know, that's the thing. And I don't want to blame the defense for this, but because you know what that offense is going to be.
Yeah.
You know you're going to get 7 points out of your offense. Your defense matched that. But they can't give up those big plays against the Colts. I mean, you just can't. And, you know, people say, well, Fairbairn missed a field goal. Well, sooner or later, the guy was going to miss.
Of course.
And you'd rather him miss in the 57-point game against the Titans where it doesn't matter, but he finally missed one. And, you know, to me, if you win that game and you're 4-4, then maybe your defense comes around and you can go 5-3 down the stretch and squeeze into the playoffs and lose in the first round. At 3-5, they have no chance. 6-2. Is a number you'd have to go.
Yeah.
Do you see any way this roster as constructed? It doesn't matter who you like. Even if you played the Browns eight times, do you think they'd go 6-2?
I don't think you go 6-2 against the Browns if you played them every week. I mean, there's some the game next week seems unwinnable.
I mean,
now you take what you did this week and you put it up against a good defense. Okay. Good luck.
Steven says he was sitting behind the Rockets bench last night. Harden was pissed about going out before getting to 60. CP3 had to talk him down.
Oh, well, that's a good sign.
Oh, I think everybody, Every player likes to go put up a sick number like that. You get the 56. I guarantee you, you're trying to get the 60.
I guess.
There was the we all did that on the teams we played on. If somebody got the 46, we were trying to feed him to get the 50.
Yeah, same with football. Like Tom Brady, like if Tom Brady had like four or five touchdowns and he gets pulled, I'm sure he's unhappy.
Well, if it's close to a number, you know, if it's close to a milestone number.
Like if he had six and you would get to seven or eight.
Yeah. Yeah. Like if you want to set a team record or something. Hey, holiday cash, you need it, and I know where to get it. MyBookie is the place to score serious cash for your sports predictions. Believe it or not, the holidays are just around the corner. I was actually seeing Christmas commercials all weekend. And while that means plenty of parties, gifts, and spending, it also means there's lots of football, basketball, and hockey. You can score big on every day. Man up and play like the pros on game day. You can play the money line, side, or total. MyBookie is your hookup for all your betting needs and offers super fast payouts when you win. And where you bet is just as important as who you're betting on. And if you want to make money betting the games, you got to go to mybookie.ag. They're the only site that I use. I trust them, but you don't have to take my word for it. Check them out yourself. They have odds on every matchup and a mobile site that makes wagering on your smartphone a breeze. Join now. MyBookie will match your deposit with up to a 50% bonus. Use promo code FRED to activate offer. Visit mybookie.ag today. Promo code FRED, 50% sign-up bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. That's MyBookie.
ESPN 97.5.